Hey everyone, showrunner Newt here, creator of Where the Stars Fell and Inkworm. This episode is a part of the Apollo Creator Showcase 2022. Apollo is a podcast player app created exclusively for fiction podcasts and the people who make and love them. To help get the word out, we're joining some other audio dramas in Apollo's first Creator Showcase, and I highly encourage you to check the whole thing out at www.apollopods.com/Newt. That's www.apollopods.com/NEWT. Happy listening.
Before we begin, a brief note. This special takes place between episodes 15 and 18 of season 2. It is canon. It should be listened to if you want to feel cold.
Starting to cool down outside. The windshield's fogging up. You should turn on the circulation. Edison.
What?
The condensation. You won't be able to see soon.
Oh, right. I'll turn it on, crack a window for now.
Do you want to talk about it?
About what?
Did I tell you what folder I saved our reservation receipt in?
In your filing cabinet?
In my email.
You can make folders in that?
Please. I beg of you, for the 100th time, please let me organize your email. It's starting to keep me up at night.
Thinking of me keeps you up at night, huh?
7,800, not counting junk mail. Too soon?
No, just realizing it's probably more by this point. Okay, fine. You can go through it tonight after you're done refolding the towels.
When did I show you my hotel checklist?
That was a joke, Lucy.
Well, when neither of us have to worry about bedbugs, you'll be thanking me. And for your information, of course I worry about you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we have a small chai latte with oat milk, and a large cold brew with 3 shots of espresso, and caramel.
Oh, that'd be me, thanks.
Right, and the chai for your
housemate.
Spiritual babysitter.
Right. Yeah.
It's, like, normal or whatever. It's not a sex thing.
I've never had sex in my life.
Oh, really? We see Donna this weekend. I'll tell her that. No. Ow!
Okay. Have a good one.
Yes. Thank you so much. You put a very large tip in their jar right now.
Don't tell me what to do. There, happy?
No.
Good.
If you do anything even remotely in that vein at the conference, I will disavow ever knowing you and personally ensure you never see Mr. Dickey.
Okay, 1, I have his email. 2, blow me. 3, this is literally Pedantic Nerd HQ. If I'm the most embarrassing thing this weekend, I'll make out with Princess.
You would do that entirely unprompted.
Aw, you want to watch?
Yes, as I push down on the accelerator.
Some spiritual babysitter you are. Something happened between you, me, and my truck I don't know about?
Oh, bugger.
Hey, I'm still at the convenience store. What's up?
Do they have Tylenol there? Or anything for migraines? Bloody pressure changes.
Yeah, is generic okay?
It's fine, thank you.
How's the room look? Pass your inspection?
Remains to be seen.
Oh boy. See you in a few.
Edison, why don't you ask that bloody truck of yours? Might give you a clue. Or, well, two. They give us bloody twins. Could almost be a whole queen if you put them together. No. No! You are an adult, not a 16-year-old girl, and certainly not that desperate. You can't even... It would take a miracle. You've never even tried one of those before, besides... Well, that was exponentially different. There is no way I would ever stoop so... They have that weird brand of gum you like here. Was it peppermint or spearmint? Fuck it. I did it. I really did it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, what have I done? There's got to be a reverse thing I can do, right? Back to normal. Come on, split. Back to two. Bloody... Bugger.
Hey, it was peppermint, right? If not, Dude, what the hell?
I'm so...
They give us one bed? Are you kidding me? They could have at least told you at the front desk.
Oh, no. Yes. They could have.
Jesus. Well, obviously, I'm not going to make you take the floor. I can go grab some extra towels.
Are you sure?
Yeah, dude, it's fine. Believe me, I've slept on way worse on some camping trips. In my line of work, you learn to appreciate things like running water and AC.
Good. Yes. Problem solved, then.
I'm gonna go down for the towels now before it gets too close to the evening rush. We've gotta be up early tomorrow for your opening thing, right?
8 a.m. Bright and early.
Cool. Hey, are you okay? Do you want me to throw some in the dryer for you?
I'm fine. Just tired.
Okay. You're gonna be great, yeah? Easier than a bunch of high schoolers. How are we feeling?
Would you consider getting a lobotomy so I could live vicariously through you? It's a 5. Rapidly plummeting towards a 4. Although that could just be from hunger. I'm bloody starving.
Won't argue there.
Have you seen Colin yet?
He's on a panel this afternoon. Deconstructing the American mythos. We're gonna grab a drink afterwards.
Ah. Should I not expect you back at the hotel tonight, then?
No. Why?
Oh, nothing. Never mind.
What about Donna? You guys, say hello?
Please. You couldn't get her to California if you tried kidnapping her.
Cool.
Any, particular reason why you...
Lucy?
As I live, breathe, and bitch, Lucille Kensington, how absolutely bananas to see you here!
Hello, Prim. The sentiment is returned.
I mean, I wouldn't say an entire bunch of bananas, maybe just one. You are practically a celebrity here, yeah?
Of a sort. What are you doing here?
Oh, you know, mingling, networking, schmoozing the day away, what everyone does with these things. Hello, Lucy, how rude of you not to introduce me.
Introduce you or introduce her? One does involve you not being the center of attention.
Don't be mean. Primavera Inkworm, but call me Prim. Gorgeous to meet you. I'm Lucy's dastardly ex-girlfriend. Very tragic, very sad. Are you my naughty little replacement?
No.
Really? Lucy, I could have sworn you always complained I took an hour to get ready, and she looks like it barely took any time at all. That's a compliment, by the way. You have the most frustratingly radiant skin I've ever seen.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, babes. What is your name?
Ed Tucker. Doctor, I... have those.
Really? Well, goddamn, don't I feel inadequate. A doctor, Lucy, I love it.
Right, of course. Have a seat, why don't you?
So you're not dating, and you're here together. Are you writing something together? Lucy, are you putting off that fourth book again? They'll be so disappointed.
Edison is my housemate. She's a cryptozoologist and thus has a number of friends in the scientific literary community she's here to see. We carpooled.
I see. Whose car?
Mine.
What kind of car?
What kind of car is it?
Yes. I don't know anything about cars.
Well, it's a 1986 F-150. Her name is Princess.
Princess? Oh my god, that's darling. Is she quite big?
I mean, obviously she's not lifted, but she's a good size, yeah.
Lifted?
When you jack up the truck body so it's higher off the ground, tends to mean you're compensating for something.
Mm-hmm. Obviously you're not.
Edison, I believe I forgot to get myself some mustard packets. Would you mind?
Yeah, sure. You okay?
Wonderful. What do you... want?
Absolutely nothing, but what the fuck is happening here? Tell me everything!
I would rather gargle asbestos. Stay out of it, Prim.
I'm feeling a bit attacked right now.
Good!
As if I'm offering my extremely valuable feminine charms in contribution to your monstrously evident romantic troubles, and you're turning me down!
That is the state of the union, yes.
So what? Are you gonna put on cufflinks seductively until she swoons? Maybe do that little shoulder roll, chest puff move in her direction a couple thousand times? Come on!
Prim!
Right. It's all becoming clear now.
Oh, for God's sakes, what?
Lucy, I just think, and this is meant to be confrontational, that the reason we broke up is because you're femme-phobic. I mean, you're literally dating a girl with a 1986 Ford F-150 who's wearing Danner men's to a literary conference, and man spreads so bad you could land a plane in front of her vagina. Let me astral project for a moment. Your welcome mat says, come back with a warrant. I feel like if I walk into your bedroom, I'll find a cat-infested man cave with a shrine to Moe and the gang tucked under the bed. Do you need me to recommend a therapist?
Edison is not my girlfriend! Edison is going to come back with my mustard packets. You will tell her it was lovely to meet, but you have other engagements. You will take your pastel pink atom bomb of a personal philosophy and leave us be. Is that understood?
No,
loosey-goosey. You clearly don't remember the last time you tried to order me around.
Hey, here we go. Definitely not judging your choice of flavor combinations.
I will.
House on fire cannot protect you.
Excuse me?
She is getting too close. She forgets herself, but I will not. A house on fire cannot protect you, Ed Tucker. Don't burn down the house.
Are you done yet?
I don't get what the big deal is, dude. You've seen me with no pants on before.
No trousers and no bra are two very different things. Now hurry up.
You took a shower for 20 minutes, and you're telling me to hurry up?
Listen.
Right. Glad you didn't slip and die or whatever.
I'm flattered.
Okay, I'm decent.
That's a good one.
See? Better than Yellowstone in February.
I can only take your word for it.
Good night, Lucy.
Good night.
Oh, shit.
What?
Dude, the people below us are fucking, like, really loudly.
What?
Yeah, I can hear them through the floor. Or ceiling, in their case. Jeez, they're really gone at it. It's not all nerds at these things.
Some of us do have sex, you know.
Yeah, evidently. Okay, this is getting weird. Is that offer still open?
For what? Oh no.
Sweet. They definitely didn't have underground ant orgies in Yellowstone. Or, well, maybe they did, but I sure didn't hear them. If you need to stretch your leg out, just shove me aside. I know we're doing a lot of walking this weekend. Good night!
God, if you're there, I hope you don't mind if I indulge in a time-honored Jewish tradition. I hate you.
What's this one?
Personal branding for the digital age. The best advertisement is you.
Super not creepy and weird at all.
I keep telling Philippa we ought to just hire one of those teenagers who run the update accounts for K-pop groups. They're doing better than most college graduates.
Man, they scare me. I had to take over the Stanford BioX account one week as a favor, and I saw sights no normal, well-adjusted scientist should see.
You're one of those things.
Hey, you think I'm weird? I knew this one woman, guest lecturer for a semester from the SSC, bigger sailor's mouth than me, Dr. Gristle or Griff Swallop or something. She started getting all these complaints about leaving her lunch in the microwave, right? Which, I mean, I have ADHD for Christ's sakes, I've been there, whatever. But she takes it personally. She says, okay, kiss my ass, and rewires the microwave to play Get Low at full blast whenever the timer finishes. I didn't even know you could do that to a microwave. Bonkers level genius, though. We went on a few dates, but sex wasn't her thing, and it is for me, so we just stuck to fucking with the Jumbotron during that year's homecoming game. That was fun.
What did you play?
You know that scene in Clone High where they flip the pool?
Never mind. I don't want to know. I'd like to go to the dealer's hall after this. I've been pushing Philip about book 4 having sprayed pages, and I believe there's a binding company here that does that.
Well, la-dee-da. You know what color?
I was thinking...
This seat taken?
Oh, no. Ah, hello, Anthony.
Lucy, didn't expect to see you at this one. That Twitter, you gotta use it.
Oh, must I?
She jokes. The old dog can learn new tricks. Anthony Ray, you're with Lucy? You're sitting next to her and your head's still attached.
Dr. Ed Tucker, we're housemates. I'm here for a few friends.
Whoa, is that what they call it these days?
I haven't checked the Merriam-Webster in a while, but I can't reckon they've come up with any other words for when you share a house.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. Great to connect. She told you about me?
Sure. Let's call it that.
Oof! Ouch! I'm crushed!
Promise?
Hey, I heard that. This lady, wicked funny right here. I keep telling her to go for stand-up.
I'll be honest, I can't even picture it.
Good.
Listen, Lucy, you know why I think you showed up here today?
This conference? Because my alarm woke Edison, and then Edison woke me.
You told me, and I quote, shove me out of bed if necessary.
And you restrained yourself. Thank you.
Of course.
I think you're here because you know you can go bigger. You've got a great package. Talent, diversity, a relatable voice.
One of those things is not like the others.
Okay, I know talent doesn't get you very far on the internet, but hear me out. You got my dick in a vice with this audiobook casting, and if that's your play, so be it. We can tussle, I'm game. But when this finally gets wrapped up, it's promo to revitalize a whole lot of pre-existing material. I need you on deck and on top of things, okay?
I assumed a simple, hello, we have audiobooks now, would do.
No. That's a massive waste of potential optics. You have to look at it in terms of marketable experience. Revisit the world of the Burning Coven in a whole new way.
Right.
This is publishing, Lucy. It's do or die. Fuck or be fucked. We have the opportunity for a complete revitalization of the brand.
Is this even within the realm of what you do?
That's an extraneous statement. Look, you clearly have a lot more to digest from this panel than me. Soak it all in. Lean into the long shot. We'll connect sometime later, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Have a lovely day, Anthony.
Keep that energy. Cheers.
How's that universal translator feature of yours working? You get the update for whatever that just was?
No.
Why the hell are you working with him?
Because sometimes, Edison, it's prudent to hire someone so self-absorbed they'll look past every single one of your idiosyncrasies. I've shown up to 3 video calls with my wings out and he hasn't noticed once.
Jesus.
Yes.
So, why blue?
Why blue?
Yeah, from what I remember, there isn't any thematic significance in the books, so why blue?
It's very sentimental, and you'll make fun of me.
Nah. Why?
The notebook where I wrote down the first ideas for the short story that would become book 1 was blue.
Get out of town. That is sentimental. I do want to make fun of you.
Oh, please. Why do you never use the scrunchie on your truck's gear shift? You certainly lose enough other elastics.
Okay, you got me there. So it's only, like, the other deluxe editions the book will come out with, or...?
Of course. Otherwise it wouldn't be very deluxe, would it?
Fair enough. Hey, hold on a second. Oh, wow, these are gorgeous. Are they hand or machine carved?
Oh, hand. I mostly do shelf stoppers and figurines for promo exclusives, but I've been known to put together a bookcase from time to time. Knife handles, too. My son is a blacksmith.
Is this maple?
Madrona, but the grain is similar.
Oh, yeah, that's just spectacular. Is the dragon from anything in particular?
Oh, it's a bulrush crawler from the Burning Coven series.
Shut up. You're not going to believe this, but...
Hey, Lucy, come see!
A lamb made for slaughter is not a well-kept pet.
I don't...
What do you want?
What a dangerous question. What a dangerous thing want. All the more blood on the altar when the time comes for sacrifice. You forget your place in this, I fear.
My place?
It is not your time. Yet. Do not be the clinging forge that melts the shepherd's knife at Tucker. Don't burn down the house.
What does that mean? What?
We got separated. Are you?
No! Look, there's a woman on fire right there!
Edison, that's a loading cart. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just kind of stuffy. Do you want to get out of here?
Yes. Yes, it is quite crowded. Please. Feeling any better?
Must be really pretty here in the spring.
Yes. Assuming the world is around to see it, it might be nice to come back. Or perhaps we could go on that road trip you mentioned, to Winchester Bay.
Well, let's hope I don't blow it all up before then.
I didn't mean...
Can we just not talk about the whole Antichrist and the Rapture thing? I'm on fucking vacation. Island time. Pretend it doesn't exist.
Tell that to these bloody overgrown feather dusters. I ought to start wearing a coat year-round. At least I'd be a new kind of uncomfortable.
I can help you when we get back to the hotel. What? You said your wings were messing with you. They need to be preened, right? That's Ornithological Care 101.
Well, yes. But
you don't need to have taught biology as long as I have to know your anatomy's working against you. I said it all. No big deal.
Right.
Here, for now, I can just... There. How's that feel?
Better. Edison... How would you feel if I told you we've...
What was that? Hello?
Shh.
Hello, girls. Lovely day, isn't it?
What are you doing crouched in the dirt?
Shh. You'll scare it.
Scare what?
There's a baby bird hiding under this bush. I think it fell out of its nest in that tree over there. I can't pick it up with my bare hands, though. The mother will smell me on it and abandon it.
Yep, definitely. That's definitely how that works. Good eye.
Do either of you have any gloves?
Here.
There you go. It's all right. Look, isn't it cute?
It could grow on you, I suppose.
Aw, hey, bud. Where's the nest?
Right up there, see? I don't think I'm tall enough to reach it, though.
We could see if anyone in the mission has a ladder.
Nah. Here, is it cool if I pick you up? You should be able to reach, then.
Well, isn't it my lucky day? Go ahead, dear.
All right.
Okay, tough guy, bring me back to Earth, please. Here you go.
Why, Lucy, darling, are you all right? You look positively murderous.
I am perfectly fine, thank you.
You good, dude? Number?
10.
Okay. We're gonna keep walking then, but nice to see you.
I certainly hope this won't be the last time. If you'd ever like to say hello, Dr. Tucker, do tell Lucy to give you my number.
Of course you'd assume I still have it.
Don't you?
Okay, then. Bye.
Bye now.
A bad, huh?
I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Right, so you two had a totally amicable breakup then. Definitely the vibes I'm getting.
Good.
So, any plans for tomorrow? This thing wraps at noon, so we could see someplace else before heading back.
The beach.
The beach?
I'd like to see the beach.
Okay. Beach it is.
Thank you.
Whatever you want, bud. Stop.
Edison. Edison, it's all right. Wake up.
Stop. Stop, we don't... You're hurting.
Edison.
Don't touch me! You're breathing.
Yes. See? Everything's all right. We're in the hotel. He's gone. No one's going to hurt you.
Fuck. Fuck. A really stupid question.
Of course.
Are there any bugs in the room?
No.
Can you tell me that? Like, a statement.
There are no bugs in our room.
Okay. Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
Is the room spinning?
Well, I think we can chalk that up to you hyperventilating.
Right, right. Yeah. Good old biology.
You're a biologist.
Yeah, I am.
And you have 3 other doctorates. One of them has become especially useful as of late.
No kidding.
And the sheets are so-so and also blue.
They're blue.
Yes.
Cold. Oh, you did. Thank you.
Is there anything else I can do?
No, I'm good. Sorry I woke you up.
I'm glad you did.
I'm probably not getting back to sleep tonight. You can just...
Don't be ridiculous. You give yourself too much credit. I have to talk to all those bloody people tomorrow. I'm getting cold sweats just thinking about it.
Right.
Would you like to watch something? Or just sit here?
Could you read to me? Sorry, you don't have to.
No, that's quite fine. Let me see. Pride, observed Mary, who picked herself up on the solidarity of her reflections, is a very common failing, I believe. By all that I have ever read, I am convinced that it is very common indeed, that human nature is particularly prone to it, and that there are very few of us who do not cherish a feeling of self-complacency on the score of some quality or other, real or imaginary. Vanity and pride are different things, though the words are often used synonymously. A person may be proud without being vain. Pride relates more to our opinion of ourselves. Vanity.
This is Dr. Edison Tucker with the Stanford Department of Biology and Natural Sciences. If you're hearing...
How many bloody moonstone beaches are there? Well, this is California.
Lucy?
I'd say you're taking the modern chivalry thing a bit too far, but that might not be the smartest choice with a sword pointed at my face.
I can explain?
Preferably with the aforementioned sword not pointed at my face.
Oh, yes.
Huh. Well, I have to assume that's new.
Very. Yes. Some unexpected recent developments.
Would you like to fill me in? Or let me guess, if you tell me, you'd have to kill me.
No. I...
There's the short version and the very long, very overwhelming version.
Can't be more overwhelming than finding out your girlfriend has wings. I think I can take it.
Right. Are you still an atheist?
As much as we can be, really. But sure. Why?
I have some very troubling news for your personal worldview.
The only one here, Lucy. Kinda hard to miss. Hey, there you are. Come on, can I not even go on vacation from this shit?
I told you.
What do you want me to do? Your biggest threat is not me telling Lucy I'm in love with her, okay? Believe me, I know how stupid an idea that is.
Considering your track record of choices, Ed Tucker, I'm not entirely sure of that.
Okay. Promise I won't fuck it all up, Happy.
Humans make so many promises. I'll drink more water. I'll clean out my car. I would never do anything to my cherished, darling son. Do you know me?
You're Layla. They talk about you in the Talmud. You were Abraham's guardian angel.
They always got that wrong. Wanted to shift the blame. What could you ask of your son to truly prove his faith in you? What altar could you order him to climb upon? What is the depth of your treasure to sacrifice? No. I never gave a shit about Abraham. I was Isaac's.
What are you?
Well, goddamn. Fuck, Lucy. The rapture? I suppose you never could do things halfway.
Imagine being told all that by your former co-worker who happens to be an archangel.
There goes my atheism. And I'd almost managed to forget my whole bat mitzvah passage. Phooey.
You know, I apparently speak fluent Hebrew. It's unbelievably ancient, so rather useless outside a few particularly devoted rabbinical colleges, but a neat little trick for exorcisms.
Christ! You fought a demon? Take that, Jacob.
Another win for feminism.
The Antichrist and her guardian angel. That's the dykiest thing I've ever heard, Lucy, and I own Stone Butch Blues on tape.
What can I say? Edison may be a punching bag to the universe, but she'll never top my love life.
Not with that attitude.
No. Time loop.
Time loop! That explains anything. Called it.
Yes, yes. So, now you know.
Oh my god, do I ever. So, what are you gonna do?
Stop the rapture, ideally.
Yeah, that would be ideal, but that's not what I meant.
Well, I told you. How can I possibly ask her to consider a relationship at a time like this? And one so complicated. And I'm not even supposed to be this close to my charge in the first place, and...
Okay, one, guardian angel falls in love with her charge, who happens to be the Antichrist, but it's forbidden. Fuck off! You know how this goes! Two, there is no such thing as a right time. Everybody has something they're dealing with constantly. That's just life. It never ends. Literally one thing after the other, and then you die. And what makes all that worthwhile is something like this. Someone who, even with all the other somethings, cuts through the noise. There's the storm. Here's your eye. Your storm is the literal biblical apocalypse, and you're still sitting here fussing to me about how to tell her how you feel. You're damn smart, Lucy. Come on. The world might end, and you can't even look away from her.
At first, it was because I was sure she'd burn the house down. We certainly didn't get along at first, if you can believe it.
I can. We never really did either. But you and I are very colorful people, very distinct shapes, and neither of us was willing to change at all to fit.
I don't know if Edison and I did. Or at least all that much. Once we had a proper conversation under our belts, it was almost like... just having to shift a little to find the place where we fit together.
So, you found it. What now?
She had a nightmare the other night. About... you know. And at first I thought it was the moment he went inside her because she sounded... but then I realized it was when he was hurting me. And I read to her afterwards and she kept looking at the pages and I didn't understand why, because it's not like the words would be of any use to her. And then I realized she wasn't looking at the pages. She was watching my chest. She needed to see me breathing. Have you ever wanted to ask someone a question, and you know how they really feel, but you don't know if they'd tell you the truth?
You think she would lie?
I think if Edison tried very hard, she could convince herself of anything to protect the people she cares about from herself.
But protecting her is your job. And isn't part of that job calling her out on her bullshit?
What? She hurls her martyr complex at me and I tell her that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Loving someone isn't always holding them when they cry. Sometimes it's bringing them tissues and taking away the onion.
All right. Before we go home, when I find the right moment, I'll tell her.
As long as you have a damn deadline.
Oh, bugger off.
Lucy, are you all right?
Lucy.
Something... Something's wrong. I have to...
What's going on?
Edison.
That motherfucker said she couldn't fly!
Stop. Please.
You don't understand. None of you understand. You humans, you never think of your choices. You would send the world to rapture just for a single other person. You say we're unempathetic, but I have never, in all my time, witnessed such profound, obscene selfishness. You know nothing about Lucy. Nothing of what she was. She was beyond your scope of comprehension. She held galaxies in her hand, and you think it means anything that you've fallen in love with her? Fuck you!
You're soft. You think this is beyond duty for her. And one day, you're going to bleed out in some barren, hopeless place and realize that once again, no one is coming to save you. And my child, that will be a blessing.
You may leave, and I will let your memory go unruptured. But if you stay, I will burn your name from every place left on this earth.
I wish you would tell them what devotion without discipline is worth.
I'll show you discipline with how quickly I paint this ocean red. Leave. I won't ask again.
Someday, Lucille, you will realize how much power you've given her. She will ruin us all. And when your humans burn in rapture, it will be your name on their lips.
She hurt you. You look like lightning.
Here. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Could have handled it without you. Was that...
Prim.
Oh. What'd you say?
Congratulations.
Your stuff must have gone over really well.
Yes. Everything went exactly as I had imagined.
Silver lining, there's no starry night. What happened here was wrong, and you can't make it right. I don't want a flower, can't grow here anyhow. Maybe this once was a garden, but it's a cemetery. And I keep faking silence, dancing around it in the dark. Cause now I know the wolves all bite much sharper than their bark. Can you guess what it's all about? This bitter taste left in my mouth. I wish I wasn't so much wiser now. Cause there's no silver lining, there's no starry night. What happened here was wrong, and you can't make it right. I don't want a flower, can't grow here anyhow. Maybe this once was a garden, but it's a cemetery now.
Hey again, it's Newt Shottlecotty, creator of Where the Stars Fell and Inkworm. I hope you enjoyed the episode. We had a blast putting together what I think is our biggest and best one yet. Don't forget, there's plenty of other great special episodes in the Apollo Creator Showcase 2022. You can find them all at www.apollopods.com/newt. That's www.apollopods.com/newt. Thanks for listening.